I invited all the churches to a luncheon, and we talked about what the main needs were in Pekin, what the churches saw the needs to be. One was transportation. We've not been able to transport people. So that is in the works. Another thing was a day shelter, a cooling and warming center. And that we've wanted for all these years. We have a wonderful center at Salvation Army, the Rust Transitional Center, and they do a lot of good there, but there are a lot of needs that aren't met there because of space. So we are not able to house anyone here. Down the road, we hope to be able to house homeless. We have a hole upstairs that we aren't going to be able to use now because of accessibility, but that's part of the dream down the road.
So the hope is to have this open in time for the colder months.
Absolutely. Before it gets cold, we want to have a day center open so that the homeless people will have somewhere to stay.
And just based off of your experience, how many people do you think will take advantage of the services here?
Well, when I was working at Salvation Army, I had quite, oh golly, I was busy all day long trying to assist people and trying to place people. So I believe we're going to be busy, but not only with homeless. Once we get our counseling services started and our financial services going, we will have a lot of the needy from Pekin here. I'm a homeless liaison for District 108, and last year we had right about 100 kids that were homeless on our rosters. So there are a lot of people in Pekin that have needs that we don't even see.
So this could be families, not just a single person.
Oh golly, yes. Yes, in fact, when we serve meals, we'll have families coming in. Our meal programs now, there are a lot of seniors that are on fixed incomes that go to our meal programs, but we also have quite a few families that attend.
I imagine if there's people listening to this, they're going to, you know, think like, well, how can I help with this? Is there anything people can do in general?
Oh, golly, yes. We're going to need plumbers, electricians. If a contractor would step up and help us out, we would be so thrilled, because we have to totally redo these bathrooms to be accessible. We also need to put in a ramp. We have someone that has volunteered, a crew has volunteered to build the ramp for us, but we're going to need materials for that. We had a brand new refrigerator donated and a freezer. We already purchased a washer and dryer, but we can use small appliances, roasters, crock pots. We can use dishes. We can use everything.
Well, this looks like it's going to be a great project for Pekin and